Mark Takomoyi, the Deputy Minister for General Education, says his ministry recently suspended registration of students in private schools after dozens of parents complained to his office and to the Secondary School Education Department about private school administrators charging much higher school fees this year.
It was unbearable for the parents that the private schools charged very, very, very high. Some of them even charged in US dollars, by the way. And then the multiple charges here. You will have a school charging for the form. It varies from 2,000 to 10,000. That is just for form. And then some charge very expensively. And see how unbearable it would be for the parents to manage. One school in Munich Payam charged 3,250 US dollars per annum per academic year.
Moyi says he is aware that a few private schools at least held meetings with parents and mutually agreed on school fees considering the current economic situation. He says his ministry will not allow schools to charge higher fees this year, nor will schools be permitted to demand that the fees be paid in foreign currencies.
All private schools to charge school fees in Republic of South Sudan only in South Sudanese pounds, not any other foreign currency. Number two, the private schools to charge annual school fees not exceeding 80,000 South Sudanese pounds only. And this 80,000 is per academic year, and this is to be divided by 3 terms. And this includes everything.
Moyi says payments for students' extracurricular activities like sports should be made optional for parents and guardians. He urges parents of students enrolled in private schools without Parents Teachers Association to establish them this year. Isaac Woja, a member of the board of directors of Juba Academy Boarding Secondary School, says he understands parents' complaints, but says it would have been better if the ministry had engaged school directors to understand why certain fees are being charged. He says his school solely relies on school fees to pay for school meals, medical treatment, fuel for electricity, and the salaries of staff. He says the proposed 200,000 South Sudanese pounds charged for tuition fees will not cover school expenses. Woja says if a student pays 200,000 for 3 terms, which is 270 days, every child will spend only 800 South Sudanese pounds per day, which he says does not even cover meals with the country's higher food prices.
We provide 3 meals. That's breakfast, that's lunch, and supper. So feeding alone the 800 pounds can't. That is money for 1 meal, and that's a meal of beans or eating korofo. So it would have been good for the ministry to look at the challenges boarding schools go through in providing meals for the students. And that's only our concern. So if food prices were lower, that would have been okay.
Asher Manuat, Vice President of the South Sudan Union of Private Schools and Director of the Juba-based St. Lawrence Academy Nursery, Primary and Secondary School, says it's unfair for the ministry to group the private schools with the community schools and faith-based schools because he says those institutions are often publicly funded. He says the ministry must understand that South Sudan has a free market economy based on supply and demand. Manuat says private schools will not abide by the ministerial order.
We are going to deliver our letter on Monday to Vice President for cluster, and copy is going to be taken to the Minister of General Education and all the State Ministry of Education. That the position of private school, we are not going for that a circular. We are not going. It must be taken very plain. We are not going for that circular.
Manuat says although the Education Act allows the government to regulate schools, it does not give the government powers to determine fees charged by private schools. He also warns the government's decision may scare off potential investors, which in turn will affect the education sector in a country which has a high illiteracy rate. Public schools opened on Monday this week after being closed for more than a year due to COVID-19. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.